It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. On Monday, the Las Cruces City Council approved a nearly $500 million budget for city government for the upcoming fiscal year. The budget includes 12 city council priorities aimed at funding road improvements, park development, and the mobile integrated health program and other initiatives. The city council this week also adopted a resolution supporting a trap, neuter, return program to humanely control the population of feral cats in the city. Conservation groups are praising President Joe Biden's nomination to lead the Bureau of Land Management. More from the New Mexico News Connections, Ross Brown.
Aaron Kendall with the National Wildlife Federation believes Tracy Stone Manning, currently the Federation's senior advisor, is the right person for the job. There hasn't been a Senate-confirmed BLM director since 2017, and Kendall says the agency needs someone who understands what needs to be done to conserve, restore, and steward America's public lands for all users.
A responsible energy development, hunters and anglers, hikers, agricultural businesses that rely on the area for grazing. We need somebody who understands all those things and is ready to work with all of those folks to get the job done.
If confirmed, Stone Manning would be responsible for managing 10,000 employees, 245 million surface acres of land, and the nation's onshore mineral resources. Stone Manning was a vocal critic of the Trump administration's moves to prioritize oil and gas drilling on public lands. Kendall says the biggest challenge facing Stone Manning could be the BLM's about-face on fossil fuel development, from rapid leasing under Trump to Biden's pause on oil and gas lease sales. In March, 14 states filed lawsuits against the Biden administration challenging the pause.
Finding that sweet spot is going to be the biggest challenge, figuring out what the resources are we need to protect, but then getting back to some semblance of what responsible energy development looks like, and then bringing in the renewables. Renewables are not without impact as well.
An avid hunter, Stone Manning previously served as chief of staff for Montana Governor Steve Bullock, directing the state's Department of Environmental Quality. Most recently, she is senior advisor for conservation policy at the National Wildlife Federation. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
And in more news, at the end of June, adult use cannabis will be legal in New Mexico, with sales expected to begin next spring. Recently, we talked with an advocate of the new law who says allowing residents to grow cannabis at home is a key provision. In depth, here's KRWG public media scholar Sarah Rodriguez.
Adult use cannabis will be legal in New Mexico at the end of June, but sales are not expected to begin until next spring. The state will also allow New Mexico residents to grow cannabis at home. Emily Kaltenbach of the Drug Policy Alliance says this is a key benefit of the law.
I think there are multiple ways it can benefit residents. I mean, one is that individuals who are low income can grow at home, just like currently medical cannabis patients can. There may be, you know, we obviously live in a really rural state. And so, you know, folks that can't drive hundreds of miles, for example, to get to the nearest retailer might choose to grow their own.
Kaltenbach says New Mexico is placing restrictions on the number of plants that can be grown at home.
There's a cap on the number of plants that individuals can grow. So, for example, you can't have more than 6 mature plants and 6 immature plants. Now, if there are multiple adults that live in one household, you can't have more than 12 mature and 12 immature plants.
Possession and growth of cannabis will only be legal for individuals 21 and older. In order to reduce the risk of minors using cannabis, Kaltenbach states that New Mexico needs to focus on education about responsible adult use and the growth of cannabis at home.
We need to educate New Mexicans on what is responsible adult use of cannabis. And so we advocate that if people are going to be growing, they're growing in a secure, locked area. Just like if you had a firearm, you wouldn't want your toddler or your child having access. And so we need to educate folks who will be participating in this new industry.
As marijuana can be packaged in many forms, Kaltenbach says there's a need for childproof packaging.
I think just having a plant laying around is not a huge danger. But what is more concerning are obviously edibles that are made to look like candy or desserts. And we've learned from Colorado that we need childproof packaging We need to not allow products to be to mimic a candy.
Medical cannabis patients may continue to grow plants at home, and Kaltenbach says that the at-home growth of cannabis plants should not impact local dispensaries.
I don't think there'll be any economic impact on local dispensaries at all. Again, I think that a small number of people will choose to grow their own, and but it's not going to be an impact for the industry from an economic perspective.
Cannabis growth and possession will be legal in New Mexico on June 29th, but legal retail sales will not start until April of 2022. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Sarah Rodriguez.